Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worthy.
Precious and Heavenly Father, once again, we come as humbly as we know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for another opportunity to praise your holy name, another day given unto us that we did not deserve. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're gonna do. We thank you for our families, our friends, our loved ones, our enemies. Lord God, we just thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. We thank you for just being who you are, Almighty God, Omnipotent, Healer, Provider, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord God, for being all those things for us. We thank you for providing us with all of our needs, a roof over our head, food on our tables, clothes on our backs, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory. And Lord God, we ask that you go down by the hospitals, nursing homes, juvenile halls, prison cells, homeless shelters, Lord God. Somebody is calling upon your name, Lord God. Somebody needs you right now. We ask that you touch them. Heal those who need healing. Comfort those who need comforting. Bless those who need a blessing, Lord God. We thank you for doing it, Lord God. We thank you for the rain that was sent down. We thank you for the sunshine, the clouds. We see your handiwork every day, Lord God. Every time we open our eyes and look afar, we see you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us another chance, for giving us another day, for giving us of all of our sins. And we ask that, Lord God, that you continue to bless each and every one of us in your own special way and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done, not our will, Lord God, but your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. We love you. We honor and adore you. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for sending him down to die on the cross for our sins, to bear our sins for us, Lord God, which we do not deserve him. But we are so grateful that you saw fit to love on sinners like us, Lord God. And again, forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Thank you for sending back the Holy Spirit that dwells within us to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. And once again, Lord God, let your will be done. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sharing your faith. In 1 Peter 3 and 15 says that, in the CSB says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Amen. Now, our personal testimonies are extremely important, but sometimes, because of shyness or insecurity, we're afraid to share our experience. And that's unfortunate. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul shared a message to believers of every generation when he writes, God has not given us a spirit of timidity. Paul's meaning is clear. When sharing our beliefs, we as Christians must be courageous, forthright, and unashamed. We live in a world that desperately needs the healing message of Christ Jesus. Every believer, each in his or her own way, bears responsibility for sharing the good news of our Savior. Amen. Billy Graham observed, our faith grows by expression. If we want to keep our faith, we must share it. If you are a follower of Christ, the time to express your belief in Him is now. You know how He has touched your heart. Help Him do the same for others. Amen. Praise be to God. There is nothing anybody else can do that can stop God from using us. We can trust everything into, we can turn everything into a testimony. Praise be to God. There are many timid souls whom we jostle morning and evening as we pass them by. But if only the kind words were spoken, they might become fully persuaded. Your light is the truth of the gospel message itself, as well as your witness as to who Jesus is and what He has done for you. Don't hide it. Choose Jesus Christ. Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow Him. For the world must be shown. The world must see in us a discernible, visible, startling difference. There is no thrill quite as wonderful as seeing someone else come to trust Christ because I have been faithful in sharing the story of my own faith. Think about this. Whether you realize it or not, you have a profound responsibility to tell as many people as you can about the eternal life that Christ offers to those who believe in him. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, in the CSB tells us, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good words, morals. Amen? In Hebrews 4:15 through 16, in the New King James Version says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In 2 Peter 2 and 9 in the New King James Version says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen. Praise be to God. Ephesians 6 and 11 in the CSB says, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Lord, the life that we live and the words that we speak bear testimony to our faith. Make us a faithful servant of your Son, and let our testimony be worthy of you. Let our words be sure and true, Lord, and let our actions point to others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Greater.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Command of sky and sea. Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Combating Burnout. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And it says, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men. Praise be to God. If you have ever experienced burnt out, you know what it is to be overly stressed and depleted of physical and emotional energy. This can happen in your profession, but it can also occur as you do ministry. If you don't understand the nature of the service God desires of you, the Holy Spirit empowers you to do whatever the Lord calls you to do. If you fall into the personal performance trap, however, it won't be long until you run out of strength. You'll never be able to please everyone or sustain all the spiritual onslaught. Likewise, some believers make working for a church or ministry organization an end in itself. With recognition, personal gain, and the power as real incentive for their service. But the Lord will not share his glory with anyone, even those who claim to represent his name. However, when your service is an outflow of your personal relationship with Jesus, the Holy Spirit gives you guidance, comfort, and confidence. Therefore, if you're feeling burnt out, ask God to sniff through your motives and reveal any problem. The Lord, not people, is the object of your service. So work hard for him, and let him fuel your ministry. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the one I serve. Search me, Lord, and reveal anything that doesn't glorify you. In your son's name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Combating burnout. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. And I hope and pray that you'll enjoy this word this evening. So at this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and prayers on this Holy Friday. Every Friday is a Holy Friday to me. Amen. As long as I am serving the Lord and doing what he would have me to do, it is a holy day. Praise God. Because why? God has a plan for us. Amen? The world sees only my outside appearance, but you see my heart. Today, I will focus not on outward appearances, but on the reality of your eternal love for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. to God be the glory. Purpose for my life, and I will seek that purpose today and every day that I live. Let my actions be pleasing to you, and let me share your good news with a world that so desperately needs your healing hand and salvation of your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a couple of selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word. Amen. Because my God is truly able. Praise be to God.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God I love, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able. Able to
let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able. Able, you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You're able, Lord.
help cometh from the Lord. Lord, which made heaven and earth, he said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would see. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My gentlemen, my sister, see.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now it is time for the word. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalm 37 and verse 8. Then we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Then we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 22. Amen. And Psalm 37, verses 8 through 9. And it says, stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Amen? Praise God. So here, David is saying that anger, rage, and losing our temper are very destructive emotions. They reveal a lack of faith that God loves us and is in control. We should not worry. Instead, we should trust in God, giving ourselves to Him for His use and safekeeping. When you dwell on your problems, you will become anxious and angry. But if you concentrate on God and His goodness, you will find peace. Where do you focus your attention? Think about that. Amen. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 16. And we're going to read verse 16 and 32 says, well, we'll read 32 and 33. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Amen? Self-control is superior to conquest. Success in business, school, or home life can be ruined by a person who loses control of his or her temper. So it is a great personal victory to control your temper. When you feel yourself ready to explode, remember that losing control may cause you to forfeit what you want the most. Praise be to God. So don't lose control. Now, let's go over to Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 22. Amen? This is Jesus teaches us about anger. And Jesus is speaking. He said, you have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call yourself an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court, And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Amen? So, when Jesus said, but I said, he was not doing away with the law or adding his own beliefs. Rather, he was given a fuller understanding of why God made that law in the first place. For example, Moses said, you must not murder in Exodus 20 and 13. Jesus taught that we should not even become angry enough to murder, for then we have already committed murder in our hearts. The Pharisees read this law, and not having literally murdered anyone, felt that they had obeyed it. Yet they were angry enough with Jesus that they would soon plot his death, though they would not do the dirty work themselves. We miss the intent of God's word when we read his rules for giving without trying to understand why he made them. When do you keep God's rules but close your eyes to his intent? And we know that killing is a terrible sin, but anger is a great sin. Two, because it also violates God's command to love. Anger in this case refers to a setting. Brooding bitterness against someone. It is a dangerous emotion that always threatened to leap out of control, leading to violence, emotional hurt, increased mental stress, and spiritual damage. Anger keeps us from developing a spirit pleasing to God. Question: have you ever been proud that you did not strike out and say what was really on your mind? Self-control is good, but Christ wants us to practice though controlled as well. Jesus said that we will be held accountable even for our attitude. Amen. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Last week we did the first deadly sin, which was, I think it was prejudice. One second. Let me make sure that I'm in the right place. Okay. Last week we did the first deadly sin was pride. Amen. And tonight the second deadly sin is anger. That's my title for tonight. The second deadly sin, anger. And the second deadly sin is a highly destructive sin. Anger. Pride is at the head of this infamous list of sins. But following close on the heels of pride comes anger. Like pride, anger is a sin that infects us all. No one is immune, from the smallest child to the oldest adult. This sin stalks humankind like a predator animal looking for an unsuspecting sheep. Parents are aware of the fierce temper of infants. Babies cry out until they are red with anger. Childhood is no better. Fits of anger leads to bickering and self-centered fighting among siblings. Outward displays in childhood degenerate to sulking and pouting in teenagers. Anger causes a wife to develop a headache and a husband to slam doors. Older adults may suffer from ulcers, hypertension, and stress, which may be aggravated by violent outbursts of temper. My text for this message is coming from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, where it says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Amen. And again, my title for this message is The Second Deadly Sin, Anger. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the sunlight of this day. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the food that nourishes our bodies. Thank you, Father, for the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus. Thank you for the joy of fellowship in your family. Thank you, Father, for the privilege you grant to us of being earners and givers. Help us now, Father, as we come bringing tithes and offerings to indicate our love for you and our desire to see others come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Help us to give ourselves totally to you. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. And the first paragraph is uncontrollable anger is a sign of weakness. And Proverbs 16 and 32 tells us, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Now, the majority of people are able to subdue their anger into a controlled reaction on most occasions. However, all of us have had circumstances that have solely tried our patience. Amen? Now, during those stressful periods, we become different persons for different people. Excuses to downplay our temper tantrums are offered. We say that we were just letting off steam, or that we were temporarily insane. The truth is that we lost control. We let our passion go unchecked. When this occurs, our personalities become impulsive. Irrational and border on being animalistic rather than human. Our scripture passage tells us that such conduct is the opposite of strength. It is a weakness of character. It shows a lack of discipline. Anger that is uncontrolled motivates us to action. It leads us to say and do things we later regret. Amen? It is so highly destructive. It is so highly destructive that a long-time friendship can be destroyed in a few minutes of unchecked fury. Amen? Now, our scripture also implies that not all anger is evil. It says, he that is slow to anger. It does not say he that never gets angry. The Bible indicates on more than one occasion that God became angry with both people and circumstances. But God's anger is slow in coming, and is usually tempered by a chance for one to be forgiven. Amen. Praise be to God. Uncontrollable anger leads to a personal harm. Psalms 37 and 8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Anger is such a strong emotion that when it subsides, it generally leaves a person emotionally drained. And it does. Some people are better than others at getting over a fit of rage. Anger can be so upsetting that any of a number of physical maladies may occur. Loss of appetite, inability to sleep, headaches, indigestion, and high blood pressure, among others. At times, physical symptoms may disappear, only to reappear later when one sees the person who caused the anger. Anger, in such cases, soon becomes hatred, which leads to even more serious disturbance. Rage can rob one of self-esteem. People get angry with themselves because they allowed themselves to lose control. Been there and done that. They chastise themselves, which causes guilt, confusion, and frustration. Such uncontrolled anger leads one's thinking and attitudes to be marred. One scripture passage says, "Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Amen. Fretting causes us to think in evil ways of how to get even. Plotting evil makes more like Satan than like God. God don't plot evil. Satan does. Uncontrolled anger leads to evil activity. In Matthew 5:22, and the NIV says, "But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment." Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raka," is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Jesus explained in this passage that the sin of murder begins in anger. For those who take temper tantrums lightly or excuse their emotional displays of fury as being just my fiery nature need to realize that they have broken one of the Ten Commandments. Jesus does not take it so lightly. He counts it as disobedience. One who goes a step further by calling someone a stupid fool or raka, which means you good for nothing, has progressed further in his degeneration. Jesus said that he is dangerously close to hell fire. Praise God. And my conclusion for this message is this: pride and anger. Before we do that, turn with me, before I conclude, turn with me to Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Amen. Mark is right after Matthew, which we will see. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. And let us read. "So they arrived at the other side of the lake, in the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from a cemetery to meet him. This man lived among the burial caves and could no longer be restrained. Even with a chain, whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrists and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night, he wandered around among the burial caves and in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. When Jesus was still distance away, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him. With a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torment me." For Jesus had already said to the spirit, "Come out of the man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man." Then the evil spirit begged him again and again not to send them to the distant place. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. "Send us into those pigs," the spirit begged. "Let us enter them." So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirits came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pig, and the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and leave them alone. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus said, "No, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been." So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the greatness, the great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told them. Praise God. So you see, this man had been demon-possessed, but became a living example of Jesus' power. He wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus told him to go home and share his story with his friends. If you have experienced Jesus' power in your life, are you like this man, enthusiastically sharing the good news with those around you? Just as he would tell others about a doctor who cured a physician, a physical disease, we should tell about Christ who cures our sins. These 10 towns were located southeast of the Sea of Galilee, 10 cities, each with its own independent government, formed an alliance for protection and for increased trade opportunities. These cities had been settled several centuries earlier by Greek traders and immigrants. Although Jews also lived in the area, they were not in the majority. Many people from the 10 towns followed Jesus. Matthew 4:25. Amen, amen, and amen. And my conclusion is this. Pride and anger are the first and second deadly sins. Anger that is out of control is as dangerous as murder. Anger causes physical harm to oneself and can lead to physical harm to others. People can seldom change their nature by personal resolve. They need outside help. Jesus Christ was able to change the Gadarian demonic from a wild, raging beast into a calm, quiet, effective witness. In Mark 5:1-20. And he can do the same for your temper. If you would like to change, I invite you to come to Christ. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do, praise God, is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. Amen? With the Lord. And my one second. So, praise God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you, and we thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. God bless you, and shalom, everyone. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.